Well, I'm a child of the 40s and the 50s, and indeed in my day, all kinds of stories were going around of the devil appearing in dance halls, and even in Cork there are many places where he's supposed to have appeared. But it's impossible to meet somebody who says, "I saw the devil," because I don't think that person is available. And if that person did come forward and say, "I saw the devil," I'd have serious doubts about it. I feel people want to see the devil there because in the 40s and 50s, the attitude to a moral code was totally different from there would be now. The mission was an important and integral part of people's religious life, the Lenten mission, and everybody went to it. And there was always the Wednesday night sermon on sex, and when it was the women's night, even the altar boys were put out of the church. So, the emphasis then, I feel, and not blaming the Redemptorists or not that far, but there was always kind of stories concocted as to trying to reinforce the moral teaching that they had, and the stories were used rather to terrify people. And I don't agree with that attitude at all. I think a person must live a moral code out of self-respect rather than out of terror. And the moral code then had a great emphasis on that it would seem anything wrong was always, it was in the sex area that it was wrong. And again, this emphasis was in itself wrong. So, coming out of that, people saw the morality in the sexual area of their life as an area that was had to be very closely cared for. And there were very strict codes given to people, stricter in fact than I would say Jesus would give, by far stricter. And so the attitudes that people had, that they saw evil in dance halls, indeed they did, because they couldn't cope with relationships between male, female, young people there. They found it difficult to see these relationships as good at times, which they are, and that kind of I feel there is a change of attitude in that, rightly so now.